Connecticut Senate Republicans have a plan to make laws that deal with juvenile crime tougher. Democrats say their proposals would undo important advances in the justice system. WSHU's Davis Donovan has more.
Rates of murder and other violent crime have spiked in Hartford, New Haven, and some other Connecticut cities this year. A new Republican plan calls for quicker trials in juvenile courts, 24-hour GPS monitoring, and mandatory fingerprinting for all juveniles accused of felonies, among other measures. State Senator John Kissel of Enfield is the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee.
We need to get our arms around these young people. It's not all young people by any stretch of the imagination. But there is this growing group of individuals that know the system does not work, and they continue to ratchet up and take advantage of that. And we need to really nip that in the bud right now.
Republicans also say they want to roll back some parts of last year's police accountability bill, and they say hamper law enforcement. Democrats say that's a non-starter. Senator Gary Winfield of New Haven is the chair of the Judiciary Committee. He said the plan would lead back to policies that unfairly targeted people of color.
What we in effect were doing at one point was creating whole communities full of people who had been in our system. You know, all of the consequences of that. I don't think the policies that we have had in the past are smart policies. And what I see us doing here is walking ourselves back to that place.
Despite recent spikes, Connecticut's violent crime rate is still among the lowest in the nation. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.